Welcome to Actors 2020 Podcast. I'm your host, Johnny Keith, and today we have the privilege and the honor of interviewing Gia Skova. She started out in Russia at a very young age. She was on a TV series for about 3 years. She got discovered as a model, came to America, traveled all over the world. She was on the cover of basically every magazine you can think of, including Yoga. And like most people, they decide to write, produce, and direct her own movie. It's called The Serpent. A long time ago, she did a short. It was called Finding Beauty in the Beast. In the movie Serpent, she's a beauty who becomes a beast.
But before we get to that, remember, I'm a real estate broker. And if you're in Los Angeles and you're buying or selling, TEAMRILEY.com, TeamRiley.com for all your real estate needs. Oh, really? No, Riley. TeamRiley.com. Now, let's get Gia on the phone and let's see what she has to offer you. And here we go.
Hello?
Hey, it's Johnny Keith from Actors 2020 Podcast. How are you?
I'm good. How are you, Johnny?
Great. Can you say your first and last name for us?
Gia Skova.
Okay. It was pretty simple, but just in case, I didn't want to take
sure.
any chances.
Of course.
That's great. Hey, where are you at right now? You in Los Angeles?
No, actually, I'm in Florida right now.
When you were in Russia and a little girl and you used to play with your dolls, what type of games did you play, or was that an escape for you?
The funny thing, yes, I had dolls later on, but I had like a little bit like a kind of a sad story because I've been grew up without my parents. Basically, like I had a couple families with my aunt and uncle, and I always was like a kind of additional extra child in the family, right? And for the kids, it's been like the gifts, right? The dolls and the toys, like a little soldiers, usually they like metal or plastic ones. I got only that presents all the time because it was like extra gift, like a cheapest extra gift. You're not like, you're giving to the old kids and this is like an extra kid. So that's what I had in my childhood. And I was actually happy with that too, because this has gave me probably this idea when I do, for directing, for example, I do storyboards besides that, but I like to take the different toys or like a small soldiers and put it like how it will be the scenes, like kind of play around the scene.
Right.
That's actually helped me.
You were on that Russia TV series when you were 12 to 15 years old?
TV series, I had like several. I did like TV series and also I did theaters as well. It was about 8 of them.
You get discovered as a model. You do runway. You're on like the cover of basically every magazine and you're flying all over the world and you're being a model with all these clothes. Did they ever offer you any of the clothes or gifts? Or did you end up with one in your bag by accident?
Yes. The thing is with the modeling, it's like maybe not everybody like that, but me was, oh my God. I was, my first job as a model, like a big contract was for 6 months in Rome. You're very close with all these designers because you kind of all the time and these manufacturers and the, it's called the house, but it's usually manufacturers where they actually creating the stuff. You are the first who has the access when it's for sale. You have this like a first person who can actually buy it. I bought so many stuff. 6 months of work in Italy, I spent all my money for clothes. I like brought some money home, but it was so little. It was funny.
Did you ever have a roommate and then you noticed some of your clothes were missing?
Oh, no. I was probably lucky. I got a good roommate, probably.
That's correct, because I always hear those stories, like, because people are always traveling. They're there for like a week or two, and they're like, my clothes are gone. That girl took them.
Right. No, I've heard that story. I was actually very lucky with my roommates. Models are actually same people as everybody. It can be good people or bad person.
You were on the cover of Yoga magazine.
Yes, I was 2 times actually.
Oh,
Yoga
wow.
magazine in United Kingdom. It was actually really cool because you always, at that day, you always practicing real yoga and the real poses because they're very strict that like a specific pose is supposed to be on the cover and after they, of course, choosing from whatever like you did. Kind of cool. You're doing exercise, plus it's like a photo shoot at the same time.
Right. You've done tons of magazine covers. Just briefly run over like the top 5 that you've done.
Yoga magazine I've done, which I loved it. And I kind of like proud of that magazine. It's called Spirit and Flesh. It's a magazine which they started about 10 years ago. And I was chosen to be on the first cover. I was in the Vogue magazine. And also I was in the Glamour magazine, which came last month. I was Sophie Sale, which is a very French glamour magazine that is famous in like Paris. It's like probably number one. I've been a couple times on that cover as well. Insta. And I was even in FHM once.
Oh, wow. Coming from Russia, do you know Eugenia Kuzminia?
Actually, yes and no. I've heard about her recently, and I didn't meet her yet, but I hope I will see her when I will be in Los Angeles.
Right, because she starred in the movie with Eric Roberts, just like you. You did The Dark Return of Time.
Right, exactly, yes. Eric Roberts, he's awesome. I really, they definitely like have this something in like common with Julia Roberts, twin brother, right? But they have this like a charming thing. He was a very nice person.
I saw a picture of you and James Franco. Did you work with him?
Actually, James Franco, he's supposed to be in my movie, Serpent. And we already were so close to close the deal, but like in the last minute the deal fell out. But he's a nice person, and he kind of, I like about him that he is open for the independent films and helping. He has his own school in Los Angeles. He invited me like many times. He's a nice fellow, and of course I hope we will work and then like
in the future. A lot of actors are just like, wow, almost had this role or this almost happened. You were supposed to play in a movie where Robin Williams was going to play your dad, but then he unfortunately passed away.
Oh,
is that true?
That's true. Yes, that's true. This was like a sad story. He's an amazing actor. He's just like amazing.
Mrs. Doubtfire, of course.
Exactly.
Yeah, he's pretty cool. Hey, when you got your SAG card, what movie did you do to get into SAG?
Actually, a TV show I've done, which was my first TV show, which I booked in the United States. It was Party Girl. It's been like a shot pilot and after it stopped or not, but I was playing one of the girls. It's like five girls, five friends. It's like a Sex in the City, but it was about like a kind of a LA style. I was playing also doctor, and that's like my role. All the doctors, it's just so funny that from my mother's side, everybody's in the medical, and
really?
I'm
that's
the
wild.
One who decided not to do that. But in the movie, this role is just like trying to catch me. That's like so funny. I always like when I've heard this, like, okay, of course, that's in my blood. I will do it.
You took a picture with the Golden Gloves champ, Juan Rivera Page. Was it just a photo opportunity or did he show you some boxing skills?
It was in the movie. I did the movie Bleed for the End. I met him on the set. So we became friends. He's actually a really nice fellow. He has so many injuries too, probably not like a physical, but in head. But
yeah.
He's a nice fellow. He's really cool. Very friendly. He was excited, of course, was movie was shot about.
Right, but you played a ring girl.
Exactly, yes. I played the ring girl.
Okay, how do you go from being a ring girl and you start off, you played Lady Roxy in Finding Beauty and the Beast, and then you graduate years later, you did your own movie where you wrote, produced, directed,
right,
starred in, called The Serpent, and now you're a beauty who becomes a beast.
Right, exactly. That's a good way to say. Of course, definitely, like, a lot of things happen in between, and the movies, and the ideas, and the opportunities. I started a year back, and even I have, even older than The Serpent, I have another project on my table, which is that kind of creative. It was not enough, probably, certainty to make your own movie. But when you see the other film, like how it's been made, etc. By the way, Bleed for This was being produced by the Martin Scorsese, and Ben Younger was the director. Those guys are big, and of course, Martin Scorsese, he has done so many movies, but he runs the show in a very old style. That is become like kind of like my inspiration, because I said, okay, here you go. That's the set. That's the like Hollywood big set. That is not how I will be doing, because I don't have so much money, and I can like no one investor like will invest in my movies, big budgets, because like I don't have experience yet.
The movie together very well, The Serpent. So you're the writer and producer, and you're, plus you're in there, you're kicking everybody's ass. You're taking their guns, you're shooting them, you're kicking them, you're hitting them. And but then how do you do that as a director? Do you direct yourself like, okay, Gia, action, or do you have somebody else call action? Like, how does that work if you're the director?
No, I can tell you the action, like this, the word action being called my assistant of director, my, like
right,
everybody took that part, because of course, like so many things was on me, but directing, the actual directing of myself, we did the scene. And after that, I just was looking how I did just some moment. know.
And then you're like, that's a take, let's move on.
Right? Exactly, right. But some of the spots, for sure, it needs to be checked before you go for the next scene. That was how we basically did it. And besides that, we were really good on time. I didn't drop any scene, and we were always in time in the whole schedule. That was like just like a Mission Impossible.
Did you do something for Victoria's Secret?
Yes, I did. I did for the online shop. That's what I did. I did the basic line, and it was in 2012, I guess.
What's next for you? Are you going to continue to do films? I see you have something called Tesla. Well, you have a lot of stuff. A Study in the Red Trilogy. You got Don't Ask. You got a lot of stuff coming on. And a lot of those movies are like period pieces. Right? And that requires like real acting. That's where all your play and theater experience comes in. You're a real actress. You're not just a pretty face.
Yes. As a matter of fact, I even agreed on the role, which will be a comedy show, which will be like hilarious comedy. And I said yes, because I really love the team and the writer and the producer. It's just like very sweet people. And I said, okay, let's just try it. It's called The Recipe. We will be filming very soon. And I have a very, very funny role. And let's see how it goes.
Are you working with a comedy coach or something to do that? Or are you just going to do it yourself?
I have my favorite coach. I work with her. It doesn't matter for her. It's a comedy or drama. Maybe it's a Susan Batson from New York. She's adorable. All the Oscars, which you see, Nicole Kidman, Kate Blanchett, Penelope Cruz. She's just adorable. I highly recommend, because she's very like down to earth. Doesn't matter with whom she works. She's like dedicated to you.
Did you already film that movie, the Study in Red Trilogy? Is that filmed already?
No, it's not. It's like delayed, and I don't know when it will happen.
Right, because I see Samantha Fox is in that.
I have three projects, which is not on IMDb yet, and that's like
my
project. Usually what I do, like this, the projects which I'm with someone, that's on IMDb. My projects I'm only putting when it's like on kind of like a closed pre-production. I have three projects and on my table now.
What are they?
Oh my God, that's like one of them. It's a Cinderella. It's action, adventure, love story, romantic comedy, like everything you can imagine. So it's a story about a girl. She meets the prince, but she's not like a simple man. It's like kind of like a very modern Cinderella story. So another project I have, it's a superpower lady, and it's about superpower. Like, what's your super? Like somebody told me that the other day, and I said exactly, like, what's your superpower in the movie? Like, what's your superpower? So I'm the woman. That's my superpower.
That's great.
So it's a beautiful story, and of course, it's like a Marvel kind of flavors on that, etc. But it's just like very, very cool. I just clicked at that story, and now it's going to the script there. And another project, I was kind of putting this project on hold, but after that, I said, like, no, I feel really not correct, because it's some, when you're doing a project, you have this message to say, you have this idea behind. And my team, they said, like, okay, that's not a good time, because like politics a little bit like off, etc. It's a real person who been got caught in 2010 in New York. She's a spy. When I saw her one picture on internet, I read a little bit about her, and I said, oh my God, I have this idea in my mind, and I will just make up her story. And I did that. It's everything so not true, but it's based on the real character. It just like rings the bell. It's like, oh my God, this is so cool. Very like a fashion, like a little bit of flavor to James Bond. Like when it's a little bit, so many things, it's impossible to be the truth, right? But it's a movie. That's why it's a movie, right?
Exactly. Because everybody's life's so busy. You make a movie, they can forget about their life for 2 hours and live vicariously through you.
Exactly.
Besides all this, like acting and theater and producing and blah, 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 like what else do you do that's not acting that you enjoy?
I love ski.
Really?
Skiing? Yes.
Are you a black diamond?
I'm not black diamond. I'm very careful when I'm skiing.
You have to be.
I'm not taking like a black diamond. I can't do that, but I just like to enjoy.
Some young actor or actress, they're kind of getting into crazy movie business all around the world. Like, what advice would you have for them based on your experience?
My advice, if they have this idea to be in the movie business, they probably have this creative mind, which is a very rare thing. What it means, like creative mind, it means it's this like childish behavior never ended. It's just like a vision of the child is pure. Just stick with that and never, never lose this. And you will have a big, big success.
No, that's really great. I love that answer, actually, because some people are getting there. Well, you have to train with here and you need to do that. And what you said is just so simple, because when you're a child, children don't lie. They tell the truth. And absolutely. If you can keep that as an adult, I love that. So wrapping up here, is there anything you'd like to say?
If you didn't watch my movie, The Serpent, it's available on Amazon Prime. And follow me on Instagram, Discover Real, and you will get more positive energy like today.
That's true. I know. I'm actually going to go rent The Serpent because I saw all the clips watching you. I was like, man, that's pretty sweet. It's pretty great watching a female character. You're in the hallway and you're kicking everybody's ass. And then some guy comes and you don't have a gun. So you just take his gun and bop, 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 and you pop the other character. I was like, wow, that's really great. That's exciting because I'm sure the soundtrack and with everything all together, it's going to be amazing. Okay, Gia, hey, thank you so much for being on my show. I was really looking forward to it. When your publicist called me, I'm like, wow, she's going to do my show. I can't believe it. Then when I started doing research on you, I become like one of your biggest, biggest fans. I really appreciate you doing my show and taking time out of your busy day. Just thank you. Thank you so much.
And you, thank you so much for having me on the show. It was my pleasure to speak over the phone. It's amazingly like an easy, light conversation. I love that. And thank you for the audience and for the listening me for. I hope you get some love there. And I hope we will see each other soon.
Oh, me too. Well, you only have 180,000 Instagram followers. I have 90 something. So I'm still up there.
You have to start from somewhere.
All right. Well, thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate it. I'll talk to you later.
Bye.
Wow, that was amazing. For more information on Gia, go to Gia Skova Real on Instagram. It's GIASKOVAREAL on Instagram. Just to recap, she grew up with no parents. She got the leftover gifts, which were little army figures, which she used those figures to storyboard ideas, which really helped her when she became a writer, producer, and director of her own film called The Serpent. And she's been on the cover of numerous fashion magazines. And she says, in this business, if you want big success, never end your childlike behavior. Let's give it up for Gia. All right. Coming up next on Actors 2020 podcast, we have Dana Lynn Brown from the Oscar-nominated film Be in the Ricardos. She plays Ricky Ricardo's secretary. We have Naomi Grossman, who played Pepper on America Horror Story. We have Stephen O'Brien, who has a very specific acting technique he would like to share with you. And we have the director of the latest Bruce Willis movie, Wes Miller, and much, much more. And remember, if you're looking for a real estate agent anywhere in the United States, we have a nationwide real estate referral service. Just go to TeamRiley.com. Oh, really? No, Riley. TeamRiley.com. And remember, wherever you're listening to Actors 2020 podcast, be sure to share, embed, download, leave a rating and or review. We would certainly appreciate it. Go to Internet Movie Database and leave us a review. I dare you. Thank you so much for your support, and we'll see you next time on Actors2020Podcast.com. Until the next episode, bye-bye. Be sure and follow me on Instagram at Johnny Keith, also at Johnny Keith on Facebook and Twitter. Now it's time for the lesson.
Listen, learn, because here comes the lesson. Lesson one. Everybody sit down, JK's gonna take you for a ride uptown. Yo, this is the story of the Hollywood game. Choose your path, careful, you're the only one to blame. When it comes to things that you don't know, stick to the rules and just say no. Because you're young, you're eager, you want in the movies. Don't think you'll get there by giving up your beauty. They'll use you, abuse you, throw you out like trash. And then you'll discover that you're out of cash. Now your heart, your soul is somewhere on the shelf, and you're walking through the streets now talking to yourself. The lesson. Well, you heard lesson one, it's time for lesson two. You have a choice and the choice is up to you. I came to Hollywood to be a rich and famous star, but for now I'm waiting tables and I'm tending someone's bar. Pictures, classes, agents, where the heck does it all end? Every time I turn around, I'm starting over again. I finally got a break with a 5 line and under. My life was starting to roar like lightning and thunder. The phone rings, hello, I'm casting.
fast than a pilot. My life spun out of control just like an LA riot. I walked off the set, said to heck with this old man. The phone's not even ringing and my life is in the can. The lesson. Yep, final lesson here, of course it's number 3. Now remember, I'm an actor to be or not to be. When the going got tough, I climbed into the bottle. I'm back on my feet now, revving my throttle on the climb to the top. It's the same old games, but now I'm kicking butt and I'm taking some names. Clawing, scraping, screaming, it was a long, hard crawl, but it was all worth it. I'm a box off the straw, opportunity was there and I took it with a punch. Not now, baby, but let's do lunch. There's a big piece of pie and you should grab your portion. And you can be like me and join fame and fortune. Boom! That's the lesson. Go and learn it. It's the lesson. Go and learn it. Thank you for tuning in to Actors 2020 Podcast. I'm your host, Johnny Keith. Until the next episode. Bye-bye.